Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia dealers of Ireland. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia are with you all the way.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Joe at RT.ie, and back to life loans. This loan arrangement available for people basically over 60, 65 for the decade between 2001 and 2010 from Bank of Ireland. Basically, the whole selling point was if you were asset rich but cash poor. In other words, if you're living in a house that's worth a few bob, and what house wasn't worth a few bob in 2001? If you're living in a house that's worth a few bob, why not get some cash out of it before you die? And that was the loan system offered by the Bank of Ireland. I think they're the only bank that offered it at the time, and they only offered it for a decade until the collapse. And as we're hearing over the last few days, it was compound interest. Now, the bank will say, and they will show documents, this is all in the small print or in the print or whatever, you know, it was compound interest 6.1%, which basically means your loan doubles every 10 years. That was a fixed rate and a fixed, it was a fixed rate for a fixed period. So if you decided and were able to, if you won the lotto, pay down your loan within 5 or 6 years, you would be charged the interest rate, as we heard yesterday, for 15 years, believe it or not. But we had these incredible figures yesterday, children and indeed parents themselves discovering that a loan for 30k is now, they now owe 90. It was basically three times. If 50k, you now own 160, 170. This is just one communication we got this morning, and you can understand why this person doesn't want to go on air, because she is still grieving. My mother died on the 18th of March last year at the beginning of the pandemic, alone in St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin. I had accompanied her by ambulance, but I had to leave her at the door as she went through the COVID entrance. On the journey into the hospital, she was worrying about my dad. I told her not to worry about that, as I'd look after him. She then said she's worried about all of us. And again, I responded saying, no, don't worry, Mammy, we're all fine and there was nothing to worry about. She then said she worried about the house and sighed and added, the life loan. I laughed it off and said, not to worry, all will be well. Sadly, this was our last conversation. Now, the daughter did know, I think at that stage, like a lot of us, what a life loan was. But as we're now discovering, it is a hefty, hefty debt on your house, and it has significant implications for our Fair Deal, for nursing homes, for getting other entitlements. Siobhan, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. It was your uncle. How much did he borrow?
He borrowed 100,000 in 2004.
And how much does he now owe?
I have a bank statement here in my hand, Joe. The 20th of December 2019, he owed 25359. Yeah. And on the 20th of December 2020, he owes €261,405.85.
Wow.
Now, Joe, it doesn't end after 15 years. The 6% ends after 15 years. It then goes down to 3%. And in this case, my uncle, it took it out in their joint names. So it will end when both of them die.
Okay.
Now, we just found... Yes, I just...
Unless he can find 261,000 today to pay it off.
Today.
Which is given he had to take out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Impossible.
That's just not going to happen. I was listening yesterday with just dismay and just sadness, then turned to anger. And I just thank you for airing the subject and giving it the time. It's just so sad. It's really sad. But I, like a lot of your listeners yesterday, he is in hospital at the moment, and we have been asked to see if we can access a nursing home for him. So we were getting the forms to fill out for the Fair Deal. And that's when we found out that he had this loan. Now, I'm sort of thinking, you know, why didn't he ask advice or tell anybody, but I really feel the bank traded on their reputable name, the Bank of Ireland. They're not going to do anybody. Mm-hmm. You know,
How did you find out? Because when older people, and you had to be of a certain age to get to apply for this loan,
70.
And
it looks like 70,
and once you owned your own house, invariably you got it. You got the cash.
Well, I tell you how I found out.
But you didn't have to tell your children you were taking it. Well, why should you?
Yeah, you know, when you mean it was, they're not like the illegal moneylenders down the street. They're the reputable Bank of Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, and I think people sort of said they're not going to hoodwink me. They're not going to do anything bad. You know, and older people of that age did believe in the banks. You know what I mean? But anyway, as I say, we found out when filling out the nursing home application, one of the things is looking for the deed to the house.
Yeah.
So I'm searching the house, but the deed to the house can't be found, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, to be told that the Bank of Ireland have them on a home loan. And then we did a bit more searching and found the file on the home loan. And this is what we come up with. Joe, it's just one little thing I have about it all is that they stopped in 2010. That's when the banks, the regulations came in after the crash and everything. And I'm wondering, why did they stop then? Were they told to stop? Were they irregular? I'm just wondering. I'm just putting that out there. You know, it's funny that they stopped when they accrued so much money for the banks. You know, it's a no-brainer for the bank. They're making all this money on these older people, you know. My poor aunt keeps asking me, is that loan nearly paid off yet? I can't tell her. She's at home. She will eventually have to go into a nursing home on their own. She's at home thinking, sure, everything in the garden is rosy. We're here now at our wit's end. I don't even know where to turn anymore. I mean, these people, that was their hard-earned money. And those days, you put it into bricks and mortar, Joe. You know,
one of the reasons it's coming up again is apart from people getting those massive statements, and they all came in December by the looks of it from our calls.
Yeah.
And you try and explain to your aunt that a loan they took out for 100K is now costing her 261K to get rid of.
Today.
Plus.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're back on the, not Bank of Ireland now, but they're back on the market. They were gone for 10 years. I'm reading from the RTE website. Now, I presume this is a press release. The way it reads, and it says Spry Finance, new, and I'd be reading it. I'm reading it out as an ad as well, I suppose. The new retail, but this is on the news site. The new retail division of Senior Money Market is reopening to new applicants. Lifetime loans allow older house homeowners 60 plus to borrow against the value they have built up in their property without the need to sell it, trade down, and make monthly repayments. Instead, interest is added to the loan balance, which grows over time, and the loan is not repayable until the borrower or moves out of the property. In other words, sells the property. Mm-hmm. Older house, all these lines are straight from 2001. They were the same when these things were being bigged up. And that's, people are entitled to that. It's a regulator said yes. Older homeowners are often asset rich but cash poor. That was the big selling point.
Yeah.
Would not have access to additional remortgage product due to their age. A lifetime loan enables them to borrow against the value of their home while still retaining 100% ownership of it. But they don't really, do they?
No.
Because
no.
And then the Derek Handley director, we've been on to him to see, does he want to come on Liveline? He's been on the RTE website already. He's got great publicity. Spry will, rightly so. Spry will take time to get to know people and individual circumstances to help them figure out whether the loan is a suitable solution to their your particular situation. If they're after assessment, a lifetime loan doesn't look like a suitable option, then we let the applicant know, as we already have done in several instances during our recent pilot schemes. Spry Finance believes that because this credit option hasn't been available in Ireland for the last number of years, it's 10 years, there's a pent-up demand in addition to a growing underlying demand as the number of over 60s in the population continues to grow. Now, the point where, and I'm sure when you open up the Spry website, as you do find warnings. You do find warnings that it is monthly compound interest.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but what I just wonder, will you find a warning that, by the way, if in a few years' time you need to apply for the Fair Deal, your house, you're in a serious difficulty because your house is not yours. The bank owns one third of it in the first year. And as we heard yesterday, some people after 10, 15 years, the bank owned more than the value of the house.
Yeah, that is, Joe. And I mean, the thing is, you can't even, if you, you know, if your family are in a position to help you start paying it off, that's not possible. It's just a closed legal document that there just doesn't seem to be any way of getting through it, you know, only maybe by bringing it out into the public domain and maybe something like this. I mean, you know, the tracker mortgage people, fair play, they were recompensed for what was done to them. And I really feel these people just need a little bit of recompense. What's happening, Joe, is these people are dying. They're old. They're dying. There's less and less of them. There was originally, I think, only 3,000. And what's happening is I feel the bank is saying we'll just keep sweeping this under the carpet. There won't be many more of them now in a while.
Well, as the Bank of Ireland said to us in a statement yesterday, they said this was all approved by the regulator in 20 years ago. By the way, on the life, I've been sent a small, well, maybe it isn't small print, and anyway, there's no such thing as small print anyway. You can blow it up on your screen or whatever. But on the Lifetime Loans website, our product section in Spry Finance, this is the new product that's now launched in the market last month. They got great publicity off RTE. I'm sure they got in the papers as well. There are no less than five different warnings in five different boxes. Now, does that not raise the question? If you are putting a product on the market where you have to put five separate warnings,
because
someone in the office say, lads, is that or lassies, or whatever you say these days, is that Bill is on the line, 1850 715 815. Your mother, Bill, what happened?
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good.
Well, my mother met me one day, she asked me to bring her down into the bank one day, which I did, and she said, you stay in the car and I'll go in here. So she went into the bank, walked back out again, and handed me an envelope.
Right.
And in that envelope was X amount of money.
Okay.
I have a bit of a stammer, so please.
Take your time, Grant.
Okay, so she hands me this money, and I went, oh my God. And she said, that's for you, and there's one for Patrick, and there's one for the other.
And okay, and I don't want your amount, but it was an envelope full of cash.
It was a check.
Okay.
From the bank.
So,
and she said, she said, I'm giving you this while I'm alive, not while I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what have you done? And she explained what she did, and I said, oh, well, I'm talking more of it because when I'm looking at the money, I'm saying, my God, when a person hands you X amount of money and you're not in debt, but you have a few debts, and you say, wow, that's really going to help out. And this was 85. This was 15 years ago as well.
Okay.
My mother was 85 years of age then.
Mm-hmm.
She died last March at nearly 101.
Yeah.
And still had all her upstairs and never thought about this life loan. She'd actually look at the interest and say, Jesus, is that I only borrowed 80 grand. She said, look what it is now. And the last statement we got in from the bank was 200 grand.
Wow.
So
That's old.
That's old.
Wow.
Now, as I said, she died last March, and the property is up for sale. And by the time we pay the legal fees, there really isn't a lot left.
And did you have to sell your mother's house, Bill? Did you sell your mother's house?
We had to because I couldn't afford. We weren't able to afford it to buy it because there's 200 old on it, and it's not worth that much anymore. So. And by the time we pay the fees and everything else, there isn't enough amount left.
But so what, the bank got 95% of the value of our house?
Well, I'm not good at match, Joe, but she borrowed 80 and there's 200 grand owed, so that's 120,000 euros interest.
Yeah, but what I mean is when you sold the house, had you much left over after everything?
No, we didn't have enough of that.
Okay.
But you see, I can't argue because I got money then.
Yeah.
I'm getting a tiny, and I mean a tiny little bit now, but it's really I never ring into radio stations because of the stammer. Mm. And I said to myself, my God, this girl I spoke to today, beautiful girl, said, would you like to come on air? And I said, yeah, I will, because the only reason is because when I heard those ladies and those people yesterday, especially the woman, I think, when she said, I'd like to die or something like that.
At the start, it was unbelievable. Yeah.
And that bothered me because there's a lady who wants to die because of debt. Now, I don't know if I'm going to explain this right to you, but there are people in Ireland, and you read about it in the paper, and I think one of your listeners may have mentioned this, that there are people who have been exonerated from debt. They go into a bank and for some reason they owe 2 million to 3 million. And they walk out, it's wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's people out there saying to themselves, well, what's the difference between me and them? Why can't they wipe my debt out? And the only thing I can think about, if I'm going a bit more, is that would the bank not sit down and look at these people on an individual case and say, okay, you're struggling and we're not going to repossess your house and we're not going to do this or that. They can do anything they want, these people.
Yeah.
And don't forget, if I may say so, we own the banks. I thought we bailed them out.
We do and we don't.
We do and we don't. But
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. But the thing is that let them sit back today in their big offices and listen to the normal, ordinary people who are out there and say to themselves, we can look at this on an individual case. Okay, there are people out there who could be sitting in a house in that car and did this. And say the house is worth 1.8 million. Now, 15 years later, that house is still worth that. So they haven't lost anything, and they probably released a few bob for themselves. But for the normal people out there in three-bedroom houses who thought then this was a good idea, when they look back on it now, it wasn't. And I'm talking about an 85-year-old woman sitting in an office in a bank, and some guy in a pinstripe suit saying, yeah, just do this. And I heard you saying there a minute ago, there's five different things. Did you read the print? People like my mother at 85 years of age, they don't read print. Mm. They don't see that. All my mother couldn't wait to do was get out of the car and hand me that envelope.
Yeah, yeah.
And the look on her face and the look on my face was even worse when I said, Jesus, man, what have you done?
But the other thing as well is, Bill, am I right in thinking that your mother, before she went in and at 85, and which is a great age, was, as you say, she was up
fabulous
to speed.
Age. Right,
before she went in to the bank, she didn't tell any of the family what she was doing, did she?
She didn't. No, didn't agree.
But sure,
that was part of the
thing. My point. They're a reputable bank, Joe. You know, nobody questioned banks in those days. You know, especially that age, the Bank of Ireland aren't going to screw me. You know, I'm okay with the Bank of Ireland. They're a great bank. They're not going to do anything wrong for me. I don't need to ask for any other advice. The bank are giving me all the advice I need. Mm. And that's where it's wrong. It's wrong. It's cruel. And shame on you, Bank of Ireland. That's all I have to say. Shame on you, Bank of Ireland.
But what they did was legitimate. And for some people, I'm sure the product was... I can't
believe it was legitimate. I mean,
well, it was legitimate. So you have to, Siobhan, you've no choice.
I know. It was, but in those, as you say, they were under regulations those days. But as we all know, those regulations were all changed. Why? In 2010,
because they realised they were doing
the collapse. Well, they stopped selling
they
the product when property prices collapsed.
Yeah, and they realised they were doing wrong.
Yeah,
that's
but Siobhan, remember, like the sign. Above their headquarters, they've moved their headquarters, haven't they? Where's the bank? Well, the cabin tea. their sign above their headquarters says Bank of Ireland. It doesn't say St. Vincent de Paul.
No, Joe.
They're a bank. That's what they do.
Society
depends
not,
on them.
Joe, I'm not saying that I wouldn't expect a bank to hand you out some money and not pay interest on it. But this interest is penal. It's immoral.
Okay, I'm going back to these warnings that's on this new product, the same, similar type product. Maybe there's differences, but we've asked them. They've been on, as I say, they've been quoted in RTE already in a PR, from their PR release and quoted obviously favourably and correctly from their PR release. But we've asked them to come on because you're saying, Siobhan, it does affect the fair deal.
Yes, it does.
Isn't it? Okay.
Indeed, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what, you see,
so,
what I think...
So, could I just,
yes, Bill,
sorry,
yes.
Could I just add one little thing as well? Are there any people next to my mother or that other lady's mum next to them to be a legal representative to say, by the way, do you understand what you're doing? Or
no.
Did the bank have some legal representative?
Who was in? You see, but the other thing I'm thinking is part of the sales pitch, when I was reading back through yesterday evening, in 2000, when all the articles were written about this, and obviously they had a PR company, it was a particular product they were selling. But part of the sales pitch was I read one commentator saying, why leave all your money to your children? Spend some of the money on yourself. That was the idea. Spend it on yourself. And we heard yesterday someone said that she wanted to go, she liked going to Lourdes and Fatima, and that's what she did. So part of it was, well, why would you tell your kids? Because yes, it's their inheritance.
They are entitled to spend their inheritance, and that's why I'm really just annoyed at the criminal charges, the compound interest,
the high charges. It's just
and that the bank basically will own most of these people's houses by their deaths, and I just think it's so immoral, and I thank you again, and I hope somebody will listen to it and take it on board.
Stay there for a sec, Siobhan. 515 one more chance. Tom Murray. Tom, good afternoon. You're a financial advisor, independent advisor on Fair Deal, which is such an important part now in Ireland of growing old. Now, as I say, what strikes me in the Spry, the new product that's on the Irish market, they have five separate warnings about lifetime loans, they call them, which are available only for the over 60s and if you own your own house and it's off the value of the house. They have five warnings, but they don't mention Fair Deal. They don't say, remember, this could affect your application for Fair Deal. But you're saying it does.
Yeah, Joe. Tom Murray, Fair Deal Advice.ie. I suppose we are the leading independent advisors on the Fair Deal in Ireland. And unfortunately, we come across implications from life loans on far too regular a basis. And, you know, it disturbs me greatly that these products are now back on sale, be honest with you. I was looking there, Googling it there just before we started talking, because when I Googled it yesterday, one of the ads claimed that they'd already helped 30,000 people. The ads have disappeared today, which is probably down to the fact that on Google that, you know, they knew there was heat around the subject, so they could get the ads down, you know. That was what I saw yesterday. So 30,000 more people are now in the system who are going to be a problem in the future, you know, because they've been sold these products, obviously, recently. But people don't realize about life loans, or they're realizing the hard way, is that from a Fair Deal perspective, the house is still the applicant's. They have a loan against the house. Now, in a normal situation, if somebody was younger and still had a mortgage, the Fair Deal asset calculation, the asset contribution calculation, would be worked out on the value of the house less the outstanding mortgage. So if I had an example of a house that was worth $500,000, and if the applicant had a mortgage of $250,000, they would be asked to make a asset contribution of $360 per week on that property, towards their cost of care. But if that loan is a life loan, unfortunately, the HSE don't recognize life loans as a deduction. Okay. So they'll calculate the asset contribution on the house value, i.e. $500,000. So somebody with a life loan of $250,000 with a house worth $500,000 will end up paying €721 per week as opposed to $360, which would reflect the net equity in the property. So they are a disaster when it comes to Fair Deal. And the other issue that arises with them is some people pay their asset contribution out of cash funds. But most people, particularly, you know, when you're getting to 90 or 85, you don't have a whole lot of cash left, but you have your property. So those kind of applicants usually have to apply for the nursing home loan to pay the contribution on their home element of their assets. And there's two issues arise here. One is many of the life loans that I've seen have a clause prohibiting additional charges being applied to the property, Mm-hmm. Now, I do understand you can write to the life loan companies and ask them for, you know, can you put an additional charge on? And if there's sufficient equity, I understand that they will. But, you know, you could be totally excluded from a situation where you needed the nursing home support scheme ancillary loan. You could be totally excluded from it because of the fact you have a life loan. So where are you then going to find that 721 euros per week?
Per week. You know? Per week. That's per over. Week. Per that's week. Nearly Joe. 3 grand a month. That's 36 yeah. grand a year.
Yeah. To and, begin with. And on top yeah. of that, you'd have contributions on your any cash savings you have.
Yeah. The pension.
And, you
yeah.
know, you'd have your yeah. income contribution, yeah. as you know. So I'm not blaming the Fair Deal scheme for this because the Fair Deal scheme is relatively fair, right? You know, it does work for most people, right? Certainly works for 95% of our yeah. clients, you know.
But Tom, you are you saying to me clearly, if I know your specific area of expertise is Fair Deal, but if one of your relatives came to you and said, Tom, I know you're an expert in this, but I was thinking of taking out one of those life loans. What would you say?
I'd say no way, you know. I'd say no way. My personal feeling on them is the central bank regulator should ban them and ban them tomorrow. You know.
Okay. No, could I just add something there?
Bill, yes.
My mother was 85 years of age when she did this, but honest to God, and I've spoken to her. Well, sorry, I spoke before she died, and you know what she said to me, Joe. She didn't expect to see 101. And she thought, in all her innocence, in taking out this loan, like that lady spoke yesterday, yeah. that at 85 years of age, she'd probably be dead by, whatever, 90, we'll say 90. Yeah. And she didn't. So she thought then, I'm giving you a few bob now, but when I die, there'll be a few more bob there anyway.
Because of, little
did she think she was going to live on that loan.
Well, anyone born today is going to live till 102, apparently, according to
Like a lot of the admissions to nursing homes now, and I would say perhaps the average age of my client base going into looking to apply for the Fair Deal are in the region of 80 to 85.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because people are living longer, they are being able to be home cared, you know, for that bit longer because there are some supports there. But typically speaking, it's older people, and they're the people who have, you know, taken out these loans, possibly back in 2000. Now, the difference probably between taking out a loan in 2000 and taking out a loan in 2021 is that in 2021, if you apply for anything, you're almost asked, have you taken legal advice on this matter? Have you taken independent financial advice on this matter? I don't believe that level of questioning or were on the application forms back in 2000. You know,
2005.
Well, you see, well, the bank. I'll take a break now. But Tom, the bank would say in 2000. Well, why should someone over 21? That includes someone who's 85, obviously. Why should they have to consult? Their family, and that was there was no obligation to have anyone with you, they're mature adults. They can make up their own minds. We're giving them cash in their hand. She's going to go out now and give it to her three sons in envelopes. And it's nothing, it's no skin off our nose because, sorry about using that phrase, but it's because the value is coming out of the loan is coming out of the value of the house, and it will only mature when either they decide to sell the house or, God forbid, the woman dies. So they're saying,
suppose,
you can see how they sold it. It is attractive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, look, a lot of the people who took this out were pretty innocent. Now, some people I know who took them out had senior jobs in their time. You know, some of my clients who took them out, they wouldn't have been, you know, innocent. You know, but I don't think they expected to live for the length of time that they did. I don't think they ever expected that the loans would escalate to the level that they had. You know, effectively
they weren't told that's
destroying
that's
their
the
estates. You know,
sorry to interrupt. And you, but that's where the Bank of Ireland didn't explain it in detail to people, because if I'm really sure, if my mother had known that, it's like when I was in school, that word compound interest. It's something I can never get my head around. Then so I'm sure there's older people today can't even get their head around. That's
okay.
The killer.
Brendan Borges is a phone. Do you know Brendan? He's a financial advisor like yourself, Tom. Brendan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You say these are the life loans are the best thing since, what, sliced bread or whatever.
Well, Joe, I listened to the programme yesterday and I'm getting blood pressure from listening to you. Okay. I mean, it is an absolute disgrace that these people can come onto your show and make outrageous claims without being challenged. I mean, I know I'm going to challenge them now, but you know, they needed to be challenged while people were listening to the show yesterday. You had, I mean, I could go through them all, but I won't. I'll take one or two of them. David said that he borrowed 25,000, or his mother borrowed 25,000, turned into 85,000 after 12 years. And you kept on going, you repeated that four or five times. Right. I'm sorry, John. I'm getting really annoyed even just saying that.
Yeah, but there's no point.
He was on your show in 2016, right? He borrowed that money in 2001, or she did. He went to the bank with her. He's a businessman all his life. He went to the bank with her. Do you know what the difference between 2001 and today is, Joe? The Irish pound. She borrowed 25,000 Irish pounds, not euros. Right, so she borrowed 32,000 euros. He paid off the loan. You said in 12. In 12 years, he paid off the loan. He paid off the loan in 2015, which was 14 years later. Right, and he went to the bank. Not only did he go to the bank, one of your borrowers yesterday and today, they did not take out a Bank of Ireland life loan. Which is a mortgage on their property without their own solicitor. Now, about a half an hour ago, Joe, I sent you the brochure, which was handed out in 2004. I don't know if your researchers have put that in front of you.
No,
yet.
Sure, I'm presenting a live programme. Yeah, I'll try and simulate
it.
Sorry,
it was before the show started.
But hang on, Brendan, hang on. But you're taking one. I didn't know that about David. I didn't know his kit and kin and what he worked at.
No, but Joe, you should know.
I know, but hang on. I didn't know. That's why this programme is brilliant, Brendan. That's
but
why it's brilliant.
Because
people like you can get on, or anyone. It's the most transparent programme on God's earth at this stage. So on David's case, I don't know. I saw on his call 25,000 euro. You were saying you know it was 25,000.
He gave you that data. Okay. You probably
wouldn't. Euro or pounds in 2004?
Sorry?
It was
2004 it was euros anyway, Brendan, so that's all I'm concerned about here.
No, he borrowed the guy who was the
okay,
guy.
Okay, well, that's fine. You've taken one case. Now, Brendan, hang on. You can complain about me, which you're totally entitled to. That I fell asleep yesterday at the wheel or whatever phrase you want to use, and your blood pressure went through the roof and you nearly crashed a car or whatever. But the point is, I want you to tell us why you think these life loans are a good idea.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to correct a few things. That brochure, which was given to everybody, is crystal clear. They give an illustration. This is how much you borrow. This is how you owe after the end of 1 year, after 2 years, after 3 years. You can repay a life loan. The Bank of Ireland life loan I'm talking about, if you want, I can come to the current loans from Spry Finance. They could have repaid that Bank of Ireland life loan at any time, right? As with any fixed interest rate loan, they said, and you repeated today, now, Joe, I'm not expecting you to be an expert, and that's why I come on to correct the mistakes.
There's other experts as well who totally disagree with you, Brendan.
Disagree with this. The loan that was taken out, the Bank of Ireland life loan, could be repaid by the family at any time.
Yeah, that was made
they
clear.
Paid yeah. an early, they paid a fixed, an early yeah. repayment penalty. They did not have to pay, as was claimed yesterday, by who sounded like a very informed daughter. They did not have to pay the full interest rate for the 15 years. They pay an early repayment penalty. So why is this a good loan now? Because I am really worried that there are people out there today who desperately need to borrow money for whatever reason, and they are listening to your show and they are hearing the words usurer and they're hearing criminal and they're hearing all that. And this loan is a very good product for them.
Okay.
And they should go to an independent financial advisor and they should say to them...
But you're saying if they go to you, you will be saying yes.
If I was going to them, I would be asking them what do they need the money for. And if they say, I need the money because I want to go around the world to tour, I'd say no.
Yeah, would you mention Fair Deal to them, Brendan?
I probably would. Okay. Yes, I probably would.
Well,
I
do you think? Just as a man,
you probably wouldn't mention it. You either would or you wouldn't, because you're the guy with the high blood thing. All of a sudden, when you're 85 years of age, my friend, I hope you have the same voice and mentality that you have right now. I really do. I don't know how old you are.
I'm not sure what that has got to do with it.
Well, when you put down the phone today and your blood pressure goes back down again, think about it.
Yeah. Well, have a look at the Spry Finance brochure, and I think you quoted from it, Joe, earlier on.
Yeah, well, I quoted the five warnings.
It mentions the Fair Deal. If there's a problem with the Fair Deal scheme, then, you know, go and take that up with Fair Deal.
But isn't a problem with the Fair Deal scheme.
Well, there is a problem with the Fair Deal scheme.
No, there isn't a problem with the Fair Deal scheme. The Fair Deal scheme is a loan on your house, right? But if you have another loan on your house, you can't get the Fair Deal. Don't take two loans on your house. So the problem isn't with the Fair Deal scheme. The problem is with this.
The problem is if you don't own your house, you can't Brendan, put it up as security.
Yeah, well, Brendan, I just want to just go back to you there on what you said about euros and pounds. This loan was taken out in euros. This loan was 100,000. This loan today is 261,000 and accruing by the minute, okay?
What's it accruing at? What rate?
By the minute. For 15 years, he was 6% compound interest. It is now 3% compound interest.
Yeah.
So 253 last year, 261 this year. They'll go up by however much for however long, both of them.
It goes up by 3%. And by the way, Phil, is it Phil, isn't it?
No, Siobhan.
Siobhan,
I'm sorry, Siobhan. Yeah. Siobhan, okay. You know, I can't remember, I got confused by the different caller's name.
Okay.
You know, Siobhan, that you can go in there today and you can pay off part or all of that loan on behalf of your relative. And
without any
penalty, because it's a variable rate
without
loan.
Without a penalty.
There is no penalty in Ireland for variable rate mortgage loans. That's
but
a variable rate loan.
Well, it's not a variable rate. It was a fixed rate up to
3%
up to 15 years. Not variable. The 3% is fixed. 3%. It's not a variable rate, Brendan.
Okay. David Hall is CEO of the Irish Mortgage Holders Organisation. He's been listening. Brendan is saying these are a great product.
Yeah, no, look, and I think it's a strange country where if we can't get a bank or a banking representative to come on, that Brendan has to do that job for them. I think a couple of points Brendan's made that are valid, and I think the key one is getting advice. And I'd also, in case I forget, Joe, one of the most important things for any family member who has one of these at the moment, because we can go back in history in a minute, but anyone who has one and anyone who's currently in good health and good stead, because a number of people you've mentioned have turned, unfortunately, their health has deteriorated, very, very important to get an enduring power of attorney. And to have those people who have one of these loans to let their family know, okay. And to also ensure that they have an enduring power of attorney. Because I had a very unfortunate situation last year with a client who unfortunately was made aware to court. And Finance Ireland then sought to take the property, and the property was subsequently sold. And their full money was paid on 150,000 they borrowed, and 257 was repaid in full to them. So it's very, very important that some power and control is given. So the enduring power of attorney is absolutely critical. It only takes effect if something happens.
Yeah,
somebody, any of us, at any age, but I'm not saying anybody old.
What do you think of life loans as a product?
Life loans are a predatory product. And the most important part that all of your listeners, all of your people listening and those who contributed to the programme have mentioned, and unfortunately some commentators and some bankers don't understand, you can be the most intelligent, articulate, professional person in the country. When you become vulnerable and when you need money or when you get into debt, that's stripped. Your consciousness changes. That's why you need effective regulation. This carry on is saying your solicitor, there's a waiver with those forms, as there are many forms, where most people in the country, you understand at this stage, very little regulatory adherence was undertaken at this given time. So the vulnerability of these people and other people who need money do desperate things, and they can be the most intelligent people who could run the country. That's irrelevant. The point is you're stripped down raw. You're put in a corner, and exactly the product was designed. I think the product was designed with good intent, by the way. I don't believe it was done with any malintent. I don't believe, like a tracker thing, there was a conspiracy to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a time where you can call a halt to this. This is a mainstream bank who's now very profitable, who was supported by the state and supported by its customers. Many of these people had shares who they lost.
But if you're talking about the Bank of Ireland, they're not selling them anymore.
No, but they can call a halt to the product and the interest. They control. They've got full control. And let's be clear,
we're having a conversation with a third party that's not present for the conversation, but is ultimately in control. The Minister for Finance has an influence. The Department of Finance has an influence. The Central Bank and the Consumer Director of Consumer Protection has an influence. This is a limited cohort of people, way smaller than any tracker.
And what do you think of them? They're now back on the Irish market. What do you think of that? Obviously with agreement by the regulator.
The five warning says it all, and Brendan's point is very, very valid. You must get independent advice when it comes to this to see what your circumstances are. Nobody should do anything when they're vulnerable, when they're under pressure.
Well, if somebody, I asked Tom Murray, who's an independent financial advisor as well, he thinks it should be banned today. I presume you don't agree with that, Brendan, on a load of levels.
Oh, no. And okay. Look, if you go in as a 25-year-old today and take out a mortgage, you're going to have a page full of warnings.
Yeah,
the fact that there are five warnings on this doesn't mean very much. Look at the brochure, right? The brochure explains what the loan is. It gives a this is the current Spry brochure, but the Bank of Ireland brochure did the same. It explains the full progress of this loan, how the interest rate will mount, how the interest will mount up. And, you know, an independent financial advisor might turn around and say to you, well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Hall, you don't really need to borrow this money because you've got a very wealthy son there, David, and David can remortgage his home and give you the money. There are other options. Or do you know what? A financial advisor might say to you, well, look, we think this life loan is terrible. So why don't you sell your house and trade down and move from a three-bedroomed house into a one-bedroomed apartment? And then you'll have plenty of cash and you can give that.
Well, so you don't agree with the two other financial people on. Tom Murray says it should be banned as of today. David Hall says they're predatory. I don't know if you think they should be banned, David. I don't know if that's the...
No, they should. I think the point that Brendan's made, and we're moving on from 15, 20 years ago, is very important to remember. There needs to be honest conversations about what options are available. These are the last most despicable product. And I'm very surprised that they're being provided again. Because if you're having the conversation with the sons and daughters, nieces and nephews whom you're having the conversation with, there's much cheaper alternatives, much, much cheaper alternatives to raise monies. And I know there's an embarrassment, there's a shame, and I spoke to many people this morning, Joe, following your programme yesterday, and I think yesterday's programme became very, very clear because the part that's missing from this, from a regulatory perspective, is the human person, the vulnerability, the nakedness of being stripped down, needing money, being embarrassed to ask your kids, needing to maybe get some money. For the lady on this morning who drew down the money, she drew down money to pay for her daughter's wedding because her husband had died. She's paying 6% from a bank and a state that we pumped billions of money in, and we've already paid.
Here.
I guarantee you, those individuals have paid more than 6%. Calculate how much they've paid in the austerity taxes, the UPC paying.
It's a separate argument. In
fairness, it is a community bank.
Okay, Brendan, I'll let you come back after this break.
Okay, thank you.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
It began with calls yesterday about people got their statements from a product called the Life Loan, which in a lot of cases yesterday, not all, some of them were individuals themselves taking out the loans. They were loaned a product brought in by Bank of Ireland in the year 2000, thereabouts. It lasted for 10 years. They got rid of the product in 2010. And basically it was the whole... was aimed at people over 60, 65 who were living in and owned their homes, and it was a way of liberating cash from your house, and you paid it back after. Well, you could pay it back the next day if you won the lotto, I presume. Why would you borrow money if you had it the next day? But you could pay it back at any time, but there was compound interest, 15 years fixed rate of 6.1%, and thereafter it went down to 3%. But people were with it. There was a whole slew of people, and the ratio of what they borrowed to what they owed was about 3-1, in some cases 4-1, was about 3-1. Brendan Burgess, because we've other callers today as well, but Brendan Burgess called in and said that I didn't point out, among other things, I'm sure it lists this, that yesterday one man who was on, David, Brendan seemed to know him, I didn't know him personally, but Brendan seemed to know him, and he said he borrowed 25,000, but Brendan knows for a fact that he borrowed £25,000, and I didn't point that out. That's fair enough. And he's making other points. He thinks this Life Loan, which is now back on the Irish market in the last 4 weeks, is a good product. David Hall says they're predatory. Tom Murray, who's a Fair Deal advisor, says they should be banned today. They have implications for Fair Deal. James, good afternoon. I'll let Brendan come back in a sec. James, your point, please.
Well, similar to a lot of people that have been calling in there. It was a time where my mother needed to get some money. We weren't in a position to help out, unfortunately, so she needed to do a bit of work in the house. And she wanted to do a bit of travel and all of that. So she borrowed 75,000, and we just paid it back last year, which amounted to 191,000.
God.
And
so now I think that probably listening to other people there as well, that we're probably a bit better off, and not better off, but mum is now in a long-term care facility with dementia. So myself and my sister had become her enduring power of attorney. So we'd gone through, we had to do all the dealing with the fair deal and
find it out.
It was, and to be honest with you, I would honestly say that the people in the fair deal were very sympathetic.
Yeah.
Not them, but other people have called it the greatest form of elder abuse.
Yes.
That ever existed for the elderly population. And I think that, looking back on it, it was something that my mum did definitely need, but it's just to think about how much it amounted to at the end of it is just been only short of criminal, really.
And well, you see, Brendan, I'm worried about you at this stage, hearing that the greatest, hearing a phrase like the greatest form of elder abuse, criminal. Well, I have to give you CPR at this rate, but Brendan.
James's mother, if she borrowed it at the rate of 6.9%, had that loan for 14 years. So,
yeah,
you know,
the point The point being is that the amount of money that was repaid to Bank of Ireland is astronomical, right?
No, it's not.
And Hold on a second. For what mum needed the money for, it served its purpose, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, with her diagnosis of dementia, we actually tried at some point to try and look at to see if we could pay it back. And I've heard it been mentioned through the course of the conversation. We were not in any position to pay it back because it had got to such a level where it was well out of our reach.
Can I repeat, this has to be clarified every time it's raised. You can repay part or all of a loan at any time.
We were told that we could not repay part.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very surprised at that. Certainly, the new loan can be.
But we're talking about an old loan.
Yeah.
So don't talk about a new loan. It's an old loan.
Yeah, I'm really surprised at that because
I presume James is telling the truth, as you are, Brendan, as well. But Brendan, when James said the loan went from 75k to 191k to the bank
over 14 years, Joe, there was no repayment. I mean, if you go down to one of the rent-a-car companies and you hire a car for 14 years, you're going to pay an awful lot more than the value of that in rent. You know, if you rent,
stuck your nose into Enterprise Rent a Car there, it'd be opposite Crow Park, and said, "How are you lads? I want to rent a car for 14 years." They'd be on the floor laughing at you, Brandon.
They would. Yeah. Sorry, Joe. I'm just looking at the brochure from 2004. Just to clarify and correct things, from 2004, here's the brochure, the Bank of Ireland Life Loan. The question is, and it's really clear, if I take out a life loan from Bank of Ireland, can I subsequently decide to repay the loan in full or to make a part payment? And the answer is yes. Life loan can be repaid in whole or in part at any time.
Okay, James, come back then.
Sorry, if I could just say that, what actually happened was, while we had Mum's house, which has since been sold, while we had Mum's house, we were in a position to get fair deals because Mum had an asset, right? But for us to clear her debt with Bank of Ireland, we had to sell the house. Now my Mum does not have anything to do with fair deals because she no longer has an asset. So the only contribution that Mum can make...
James, I was correcting the statement that you made that you could not repay part of the loan.
On the new loan you can, but on the old loan...
From the old loan. The loan that your mother took out 14 years ago was...
We weren't in the finance end of things that we didn't understand.
The brochure is there and it said the loan can be repaid in part. Obviously, if you don't have the money, you
Brendan,
can't repay
the loan. What do you think of the interest rate, the compound interest rate? What is it, the spry one? 5.5, is it?
I think that's 5.5.
Yeah, what do you think of that as an interest rate?
Okay, I'll tell you what I think about it. It's too high. And do you know why it's too high,
then
Joe?
Why are you recommending people to take out the loan?
Do you know why it's too high? It's too high because of programs like yours that demonise the product. All of these programs, Joe, all of these banks, AIB, Bank of Ireland, Ulster Bank, they should be in this market. There are something like 300...
They should be on the programme speaking for themselves.
There are 300 different life loans on offer in the UK where it is accepted and there's competition. If people came out and explained how these products worked and didn't demonise them at every turn, well, then you wouldn't have banks refusing to give out these products.
But, Brendan, who's talking about these loans? They're people who were burdened with the repayments that are talking about them.
James,
are you a member of Actors Equity?
No.
Are you, Siobhan? Are you a member of Actors Equity?
No, I'm not.
So, Brendan, give over this old guff now about this is it's due to programs like this. It's callers.
Joe, it's callers
that get on this program.
It's
people who have to pay the money back. And they're entitled in a democracy to take on powerful institutions, including this one, by the way, as you're doing now, which is totally within your rights. RTE. The people who are complaining about life loans are people who were burdened with the repayments, and they're entitled to tell their stories.
It's very unfair for Brendan to say that we're forgetting about the humans that are involved here. He's just basically talking about a business here. But I tell you now, as part of a human, a part of a family, and I could see what the kind of like the upset that everything. And every time I see these ads, be it on UK TV. Or whatever it might be, it gets the hair on my back standing up, and I'm hoping that people don't actually fall into the trap.
Well, if people took a more balanced approach, Joe, to this, and they...
But people are vulnerable if they need money. If they need money, they're elderly, vulnerable people who don't read. I go back to my first point.
It comes back to a point.
You're picking on vulnerable people.
Brandon,
you're allowing them.
Joe, if the programs were more balanced and the people who have benefited from these and realised the benefits that they've got from these loans and understand that when you borrow money and you make no repayments for 14 years, you're going to owe a lot at the end of it, then we would have a situation that the other banks would look at entering this market. But I have said to AIB,
I've said to these banks, we need these products. Why don't we, Brendan, you've spoken to AIB.
What did you advise AIB?
Listen, do you think, it's great. These products are very popular when you're handing them out.
Yeah.
But when you go to collect them, some of the borrowers get on to the media and they say, it's a disgrace, Joe. We have to pay interest on that loan for 14 years. We've had the money for 14 years and now they want the money. And it's a disgrace, Joe. And
that is preventing the banks from lending money. Okay,
Brendan, the interest is draconian. They're vulnerable people. It's the Bank of Ireland. They didn't read the brochures. They're vulnerable elderly people. The interest is absolutely draconian, and it is unfair, immoral. I can't remember that young man there. The banks are coming in. They probably realise it is immoral. That girl that left the bank yesterday because she thought they were immoral. I only found out about this loan very recently, so I can't answer as to whether I could have paid some of it back if we were in a position.
Back after this break.
Okay.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
This isn't
a... Tom Brannigan, good afternoon, a retired banker. You listen to Brendan, you listen to David Hall. There's a sharp difference of opinion. But above all, I hope you're listening to our callers who are telling their individual stories of taking out these life loans and discovering, after all, the parents we know were told everything about what it would mean, but discovering that the parents took out a life loan and when they died or the children discovered a life loan, it was invariably up to three times, they owed three times what they originally borrowed. Your point, please, Tom.
I was just making the point, listening to a caller yesterday saying that they signed an agreement in relation to the loan, and they didn't really understand what they were signing, and they didn't realize what they'd gotten themselves into. And that prompted me to ring the show to say, well, there's an offer letter, and the offer letter requests that they seek legal advice. And if they...
Brandon, am I fair in recalling that you said every loan that was taken out on the Lifeloan Bank of Ireland, a solicitor was present or was advising?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
An independent.
It's a mortgage. It's a form of mortgage.
Okay,
it's just like if you buy a house, Joe.
Tom, okay. Was a solicitor present working on behalf of the borrower?
Well, in my personal opinion, if a solicitor is working on behalf of a borrower and looks at an offer letter like this and tells the borrower, yes, this is in your interest to take this out, then the solicitor needs to be examining his ethical standards, in my view. You know, because
Brandon,
you have
was legal advice obligatory?
Oh, no,
absolutely.
Not obligatory. But if someone's taking out a mortgage, then a solicitor is going to be present.
No, but this was not sold as a mortgage. It was sold as a loan if you're acid rich and cash poor. It was sold, you know all the stuff around about have money, take it out of your own inheritance.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't so, but I'm saying, Brandon, you're clear now that... But you said this earlier on, if I'm correct, I'm probably incorrect now.
No, you're absolutely correct. This is a formal mortgage document.
But they didn't,
It is secured on your home. You cannot take it out without a solicitor appointed by yourself.
Being present or given.
Oh, absolutely. They must go through all the legal paperwork and they must say,
You cannot waive your right to legal advice.
No, you can waive the brochure also suggested that people get financial advice.
Unless you supply a letter from your solicitor saying you fully understand this loan, we will not give it to you.
The money wouldn't be paid to you, Joe. The money would be paid to your solicitor. If you went into Bank of Ireland today to buy a house, they're not going to send you a cheque for 25,000 or 250,000. They will send the money to your solicitor and your solicitor will pass it on. So Bank of Ireland would have paid this money to your solicitor.
Yeah, I know the way it's handed over.
Yeah, this is the same legal process as any other mortgage. It's obviously
it is different because you're buying a house. That's the big difference in terms of
acquiring. And the other difference is it's all compounded interest as well.
No, all mortgages are compound interest. All loans in Ireland are compound interest, with a small possible technical exception.
But all loans at the moment are not 5.5%.
No, but I'll give you an example. Anne complained about the rate of 6.1%. And then later on she mentioned about the way she'd bought the house and she remembers interest rates of 15%.
Yeah.
So don't forget, this rate was fixed for 15 years. And long-term mortgage rates are much more expensive variable rates.
Yeah, but isn't it fair to say, David, or Brandon, correct me now, in the year 2000, mortgage rates weren't 17% or anything like it.
No, but the point is, you don't know, when you're borrowing, like if you are borrowing today,
David Hall, Brendan's point there that you have to have legal advice before you took out this loan. You had to prove you had legal advice.
But the fundamental part is all of the historical files for these loans, and some of the loans indeed have been sold on to third parties in the meantime, is even more despicable. But Joe, go back to and I know we're replaying history in relation to this, but Brendan and many speak about people who get into difficulty and into debt and who owe money and who complain about owing money. But remarkably, when the banks got into difficulty and into debt, we pumped billions into them, which there was no return from that for vulnerable people. The central bank had a campaign for the tracker stuff, stop the harm. That's what they need to now do. Intervene, stop this harm.
They've passed this product.
To be fair to them, I'd say they passed the product now over a game of golf. It could have been a regulatory.
No, you can't say. No, David, you can't say that.
I doubt there was any great regulation at the time.
The new product they've obviously passed from Spry.
But, and again, they have, but at this time you need financial advice. And actually, so a lot of solicitors.
Tom, just before the break, Tom Brannigan, retired banker. Did you investigate any of these life loans, and did you find documentation?
No, I didn't. I wasn't employed by Bank of Ireland, so
I know that,
we didn't have those loans. But I was involved in ordinary business loans. And the first thing one examined was when one took over the file was whether there was an offer letter and whether the offer letter indicated whether the client took legal advice or not. And that was an important aspect of.
Do I need to have evidence that I've got legal advice?
The money will be paid to your solicitor, Joe.
I know, but that's not evidence that I've got advice from my solicitor, Brendan, where the check goes. Where's the evidence?
I would have thought now, Joe.
Would have thought what?
The contract is sent from the bank to your solicitor.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose, you know, your solicitor should not be saying to you, listen, I'm not going to bother reading this contract. You know what you're doing here. The solicitor would be reading the contract and they'd be saying, do you understand that you are now giving the security of your home to Bank of Ireland and that and in 15 years' time...
If that was the case, I don't think anyone would have taken out the loan. I don't think people have that relationship, but people would deal with solicitor maybe twice, three times in their life. They don't have this clubby relationship where he'd ring you or she would ring you and say, listen, are you sure about this, Mary? I was talking to Paddy down at the golf club and he's met. It's not that type of relationship. You're saying money...
But if you're taking out a mortgage, Joe, it's not
They didn't see it as a mortgage. They saw it as a trip to Australia. Back after this.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Callers contacted us about this life loan product. It was on sale, Bank of Ireland, 10 years. People borrowed 30, you ended up paying 90. It's variably tripled, but you didn't have to pay anything back for at least 15 years, unless you had the money. People borrowed it for holidays, give money to their kids or whatever, and the value of their children, and the value of the house. James Smith, good afternoon, James. You're how much, please?
How you doing, Joe? It wasn't myself, it was my partner.
Okay.
Her mother borrowed €12,000 in 2002, I think it was, and she died in 2012, and the bill for that was €43,000. Now, when she died, my partner didn't know anything about the loan at the time.
Okay.
Attempted to contact the bank, have a meeting about it, try and arrange some kind of a payment plan. And they said, no, they want their money now.
So you had to sell the house, I presume?
The house was sold, yeah. Now, my partner's brother had mental health issues at the time, so which meant that he had nowhere to live.
He'd nowhere to live.
He'd nowhere to live, so accommodation had to be found for him.
You were saying once the person who borrowed the loan died, the loan had to be repaid, full stop.
Where myself and my partner were just listening here to previous caller, Brendan.
Brendan Borges, yeah.
It had to be paid, it could be paid in part, or he wouldn't accept that job.
Okay, so she borrowed 12 and owed 43 by the end of
it. Yeah.
Wow.
Joe, can I come in on that?
Brendan, is it? Brendan, yeah.
Brendan again. Yeah. If you borrow €12,000, as I'm glad James clarified, in 10 years, at the maximum interest rate, which Bank of Ireland charged, which I think was 6.9%, that would have gone from 12,000 to 23,000. So there's something wrong with those figures. And I'm sure James is not misleading us, but it was either borrowed for a longer time or there was a bigger amount at the start. Mm. 12,000 did not amount to 43,000 over 10 years,
but we are hearing it's always in the ballpark of triple, isn't it, Brendan?
It shouldn't be at the highest mortgage rate, which is 6.9%. It doubles in
10 years.
10 years.
So I just come in there, James. Double checked there with my partner, and she has the paperwork at home to say that her mother borrowed €12,000 in 2002. And when she died in 2012, it was €43,000.
Now, sorry.
Okay, Brendan, I'll let you come back.
When did you repay the loan?
No, she has to pay the loan. By
so when was the house... Well, in what year was the house sold?
12.
Okay. There's something wrong with those numbers. Now, it is theoretically possible that there was an error made by somebody in the calculations. So you should check that out because
Brandon, I'm sorry to cut across you, but we did check it out. We brought this to the financial ombudsman and they dismissed the case against
Back after this.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe at RT.ie, we're talking about life loans. David Hall, Brendan's point is people knew all when they were taking out the loan, they did know or should have known all the pitfalls.
No, I like in Ireland, we have a challenge with a number of things, and one of the comments you made earlier on is the vulnerability. People needed money, and it's very hard for people on an academic basis, and this happens regularly and has happened over the last decade.
Can you waive legal advice?
Of course you can. And you know, the only time they're required to do it is when it's a mortgage where they require it to be given by the solicitor. But, Joe,
this was not seen as a mortgage product.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. I know. And okay. People are vulnerable. They're embarrassed.
Okay,
they're
ashamed. Kira is on the line. Kira, your point, please. How much?
I think it was around 45 and it ended up being 137 or something they paid back.
Yeah, so...
I am not 100% on the years and all that.
Yeah.
And
what was the attitude or what was the reaction when you discovered that how much you had to pay back?
I suppose my first reaction and worry started when my father was in hospital. He had had a major, major operation. He is 81. And my mother was at home stressed out and worrying about this money she had to pay the bank back.
Okay. And when did you find out that they had a life loan?
I was told the night before they went for it.
Okay.
That they were going to be signing for it.
Okay.
And after that, I wasn't made aware of. They wouldn't talk about like how much they were owed or how much it was going to be.
And they didn't say to you, by the way, that loan that was 45 is now 90, is now 100, is now 120, 130.
No, when the crash happened, they kept saying, it's not going to cover. The money is not going to cover.
Because the house went below the value of the loan. So many,
And that's when all their stress started. That's when it all, the morals of this, you know, the fact that the bank have, you know, they had paid off their house. They needed help from the county council to get a bathroom put on.
And that was
and that's what they used.
That's what they used their money for, to get an adapted bathroom for your mother.
Yeah.
Okay. As you say, 137,000. Where did you get it to pay it off?
Well, the house was sold.
Okay.
That paid it off. But my point is the stress that my parents were under.
Yeah.
During all the time that the crash happened, they were up at night, they weren't sleeping, my mother got depressed, she wouldn't leave the house. I could see a demise in their mental and their outlook on life, everything. It just affected them so badly because they thought, we're not going to be able to pay this back. My compound interest is like loan. Okay. You know, it's like something a loan shark would say to you. You know, you borrowed this.
Yeah, but
you have to pay it back. I
take those points. Thanks indeed, Kira. Sorry, I'm over time. I don't mean to be rude. Thanks to all our callers. Back tomorrow, 1:45. Lisa Marie Berry, producer Ray Darcy next.